USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the nation's farmers.
You believe in hard work and self-reliance. You follow the rules, obey our laws, and respect our great American flag.
And regarding the trade deals that are being negotiated, the president says,
this landmark trade deal will increase exports of wheat from Montana, dairy from Wisconsin, chicken from Georgia, and products from farmers and ranchers all across our country.
A California federal judge is blocking a Trump administration rule that would allow more companies to opt out of providing free birth control to women. California joined 12 other states and the District of Columbia to stop the rule from going into effect today while a lawsuit against it moves forward. No votes are expected in Congress today as the partial government shutdown continues, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the reason for the partial government shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A new study is linking belly fat to shrinking brain size. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The research published in the journal Neurology finds the people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains. Gray matter being that that contains much of the brain's nerve cells and controls things like muscles and senses. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure led to the obesity or if the obesity is what caused changes in the brain.
General Motors is already catching a lot of grief with the announcement that they will shut down five plants and lay off thousands of employees. Now, the latest thing that has folks up in arms is that they're bringing back the Chevy Blazer, only to build it down in Mexico. According to Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, GM is already the most disliked company in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump blasted FBI leaders over a report that the agency launched an investigation into the president to determine if he was a Russian asset after he fired FBI Director James Comey back in 2017. Republican Congressman Peter King tells Fox News he's shocked if this, in fact, did happen.
But I've seen and heard, if this is true, what the FBI did is absolutely disgraceful. They have been investigating the Trump campaign from the summer of 2016. Absolutely nothing, zero had come up involving President Trump. James Comey told that to the president. The reason President Trump fired Comey was Comey refused to say that publicly, that the president was out under investigation.
Congressman King continues.
For the FBI to use that firing, that legitimate firing, as an excuse to launch an investigation of the President of the United States as to whether or not he was a spy, that's almost like a coup within the government. I mean, that is absolutely disgraceful. To have no evidence at all and to be investigating the President of the United States is, to me, what this does, this is not an indictment of President Trump. This is an indictment of the FBI leadership. And it proves, I believe, what President Trump has been saying all along about the bias at the top of the FBI that was against him, whether it was Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, all of them, Baker. Fact is, they were against President Trump, and they were abusing police powers of the government to go after the duly elected president. Absolutely disgraceful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're kicking off our first radio show for the new year here, and we have a hodgepodge of things to talk about, some things that have been going on around the county and in our government. Find out, drill down a little bit into the federal shutdown and what does that mean and what are people doing about it. First, we want to start out with a quote, and because it is our first show for the new year, I wanted to think about something about resolutions and goals, and I'm just not a big resolution person. I find it is good to do goals and objectives and outcomes, and I always have a daily list of things I want to accomplish. But when it gets to the new year, some of the higher reaching goals, sometimes I find that they set us up for failure, or it's not the right time for those particular goals. So I tend to not do New Year's resolutions, but a lot of people do, and they stick to them and they make changes and they find them to be the way to facilitate change. So I respect that, and I think that's great. So we do have a couple of different quotes here. So a favorite one just left my browser, of course, whenever you need it. But it was a quote, I think, from Marianne Williams about what we leave, what's in the future is far better than anything we've left behind. So I think that's an important thing. We want to always be future thinking and not get caught up in past mistakes or past decisions. I know I never really question decisions in the past. They're over, they're done with, you have to move on. And the future is a way to put a little excitement into that. And there's a lot of exciting things going on here at the Chamber and throughout Hunterdon County and even in New Jersey. I know a lot of people are flooding the state to live elsewhere, but there's still a lot of really great things to do. So I have a quote here from V.C. Andrews, an author. It says, I used to have this toy, a magic state. You wrote or drew on it, and then, just by pulling up the plastic cover, everything you did disappeared, and you could start new. Maybe everyone feels that on New Year's Eve, they can pull up the magic sheet and rewrite their lives. And maybe that is why so many people do New Year's resolutions, an opportunity to forget the past mistakes and to look into the future and to dream again. Maybe people need New Year's Eve to be able to do that. And I think they're talking about an Etch-a-Sketch there. So let's do our commercial and then we'll get to the weather. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so the weather. So I was happy that we had zero snow over the weekend. That was really great. I was glad to see that, although I know South Jersey did not do as well, and they, I don't know if they had to shovel, but they will definitely have a little opportunity to see some beautiful snowscapes in their future, but we didn't have that. What we do have today are fair skies. It's actually not so bad out. It's sunny, 36 degrees. I am without a coat. I just have a sweater on, probably why I've had a cough or cold or bronchial thing for the last 2 weeks because I refuse to wear a coat. But I'm actually quite comfortable with a sweater on, and it's 36 degrees. Calm winds and no snow today. So that's beautiful. It was a very chilly start to the morning. And the same will be for the evening. We're looking at a low of 20 this evening, but clear skies. Tomorrow and Wednesday are beautiful days. We have a high of 37, mostly sunny tomorrow, And Wednesday, mostly sunny. We even get up to 40 on Wednesday. So that is exciting. Tomorrow, Tuesday night, we have a low of 24. And the same is true on Wednesday with a low of about 23. Then things get a little interesting, and I'm going to get the details of this forecast on my screen here for you all. So what's happening then on Thursday, it's mostly sunny, and then we have a slight chance of snow. And that snow is likely after 7 p.m., and it'll be cloudy. We have a 60% chance of precipitation. Friday, we have some snow showers in the morning, but we're getting up to 42 on Friday afternoon, so that's looking okay. And Friday, and they're not saying snow accumulation on Thursday night into Friday, so I think we're okay. And then Friday night, we have a mostly cloudy night with a low of around 26. And then Saturday warms up a bit. We have a high near 37 and some rain in the afternoon. And then we have snow and sleet on Saturday night. And that is right into Sunday, where we have a high of 35 and a 70% of precipitation. So Sunday night, we have another chance of snow. So Martin Luther King Day, which is on Monday, and the chamber will be closed and we will not be doing a broadcast, we have mostly sunny skies with a high near 25. So we have two beautiful days and today, so three in a row. It's pretty good. And then Thursday, we might have some snow after 7 p.m. Thursday night and then into Friday morning, and then some snow showers Friday, but clearing out. And then we have to worry about the weekend. So let's finish up our advertisement here in our commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, so this is what we have going on for the rest of the month. We have our show today, which is a catch-up show, try to get into the swing of things and tell you about some things that are going on in Hunterdon County that I wasn't even aware of until recently. And then we have an opportunity, well, we'll be closed the following Monday, so we won't be around for that. And then our last Monday in January, we'll be joined. We have a guest book for that. We have Monday, January 28th, Kathleen Koval will be on the air with us, and she'll be talking about pure energy presentations and intuitive guidance. So I'm excited to be able to talk to her. She's all booked. And then after that, we're still working on a date with the Big Fuss. They're definitely going to be in the studio soon. January, I think, got to be a little bit too hectic, but the Big Fuss is a local band. They just received their Hunterdon Happening for Best Band Musician for 2019. And if you go on our Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page, you could see the interview with two of the band members. That's really exciting. And they do country music and events and a lot of ways that you can see them. They do a lot of appearances as an acoustic group as well. So really great sound coming out of them. And sometime in 2019, we'll be welcoming them into the studio. So I'm not sure. I know schedules and work can be a little crazy. So we were hoping to do it next Monday, but that is Martin Luther King Day. So we'll definitely be closed in observance of that. Let's do our first commercial break, and then I'll be back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info at advancing-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, so about some things that are going on around the area. I hope that this year you take advantage of some of the many different opportunities. Many of them are free, and I wanted to mention two that come out of the library. So the library has their own talk show here at the Chamber, and hopefully you listen to that and get some really great information. So they have these amazing concerts that are going on, and I didn't know there was one happening a few weeks ago, and I popped in and heard the most amazing sounds and realized that the library actually does have a concert series. So on Saturday, February 2nd at 2 p.m., the library is hosting a piano vocals and a double bass, Kasri Jackson and Don Messina. And that's the raw energy and true fun of pure improvisation. So they've spent their musical lives, according to the website, cultivating the joy of present moment creation. They strive to make each performance a transformative experience. Rooted in tradition, sharing a love of jazz swing, their duets become inquiries. How far to the outer limits of melody and harmony can they stretch? Standard tunes, jazz lines, original compositions. So that sounds perfect. The only issue is, it's at the North County Branch Library, which is perfect. So I hope everyone takes advantage of that. And then they have another program at the North County Branch of the Library that looked really fun, and that is on fiber art. So I just have to find the post here. And twice a month, they're asking and inviting anyone who does fiber art. So fiber art makes it sound fun, right? It's basically if you work with needlework, if you do knitting, crocheting, spinning, weaving, all of these are considered fiber art. And two nights a month, for January, February, March, and April, artists can come with their work at the North County Branch of the Library, which is on Halstead Street, and you could bring your things and whatever you're working on and be with like-minded fiber artists. So that is from 7 to 9. The next night they'll be meeting is January 29th, and then in February the 5th and the 19th. So, and it's the same dates in March. So pretty exciting stuff. I'm going to make sure that the exploration of the art of improvising gets up on our Hot and Hunted in Facebook page for the library, so you can attend that. And the fiber artist is already posted. So we're going to do a little music, and then we'll be back to talk about another library, the Tewksbury Library, and an upcoming event they have this month. So try to, libraries really should be community centers, so we want to do our part here to make sure that they are. We'll be back.
Wake up, my sweet child. Something I've got to say to you tonight. It's time you took a look inside, 'cause there's so much more to me than meets the eye. Well, there's more to love than make a dime. The harder you look, the more you'll find. It's never easy, no matter what they say. It's a hard. Love than ever to have loved at all.
So here's hoping your 2019 is not such a hard game to play in love, but we always appreciate Stevie Nicks and her interpretation of our emotions. So I've been out and about this last few weeks, ending December and then the first 2 weeks of January. And I've run into just some interesting things, like the fiber art you could do at the library, the upcoming music on February 2nd. And then last week, I took a road trip over to the Tewksbury Township Library. So it was very interesting. They are located at 31 Old Turnpike Road in Old Wick is their mailing address. I passed it many times and had no idea that they were a library. I'm sure there are signs and I just missed it, but it is a beautiful house that's converted into a library. It's been there for a very long time, and there's wonderful full-length glass mirrors so you can look outside. There's amazing landscape behind their building, some farm fields that you just feel good looking at least for me, I found it to be really peaceful. And they're part of the Hunterdon County Library System, but I didn't really know what all that meant until recently doing a little research. So they have an event going on Saturday, January 19th. So that would be this coming Saturday. The event is for an hour from 11 till 12 o'clock, and it is at the Tewksbury Township Library, and it's called Mindful Meditation Class. So this is come to learn more about meditation for mindfulness with Genevieve of the School of Royal Yoga from Chester. So they're really close to Morris County, and sometimes it feels like they're even part of Morris County and not Hunterdon, but the Tewksbury Township Library is located in Hunterdon County. They do have different programs that are going on. And another program I wanted to mention at the library, especially for people that maybe had gotten some type of new electronics for Christmas, not sure exactly what to do with it, one evening a week, they have a tech group that comes in and sits for a few hours. You don't need an appointment. You could come in with your new iPad or your photo, electronic photo. I don't know what word I want to use here. I guess it's your, digital photo that you have to load photos on, and it does like an automatic PowerPoint, almost a slideshow. So if you're not sure how to export those photos, or all of a sudden, I know the other day I had a message that my photos on iCloud were going to be deleted. Well, I was quite certain that I had not elected to upload my photos to iCloud, and then I realized on my iPad that is an automatic factory setting, and I had never changed it. So I had to go back and change that. But it's really good if you can just talk to someone that's a tech person, not be charged for it, and just get a little in-person assistance. So take a look at the Tewksbury Township Library and find out what night that is. If I can find it online, I'll post it to our page. And if you know anyone who's struggling a little bit with electronics, technology, a new phone, you don't know how to store your phone numbers or create your contact list for speed dial, whatever it is, they'll be happy to help. And it's a great way to engage, the high school, college students into the library, because with so many of the bookstores closing and the entire landscape of books just changing so much with the e-format, it's really nice. We still need those libraries as community centers. So we have to do a break now, but we'll be back after the news.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the nation's farmers.
You believe in hard work and self-reliance. You follow the rules, obey our laws, and respect our great American flag.
And regarding the trade deals that are being negotiated, the president says,
this landmark trade deal will increase exports of wheat from Montana, dairy from Wisconsin, chicken from Georgia, and products from farmers and ranchers all across our country.
A California federal judge is blocking a Trump administration rule that would allow more companies to opt out of providing free birth control to women. California joined 12 other states and the District of Columbia to stop the rule from going into effect today while a lawsuit against it moves forward. No votes are expected in Congress today as the partial government shutdown continues, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Speaker Nancy Pelosi is the reason for the partial government shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A new study is linking belly fat to shrinking brain size. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The research published in the journal Neurology finds the people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains. Gray matter being that that contains much of the brain's nerve cells and controls things like muscles and senses. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure led to the obesity or if the obesity is what caused changes in the brain.
General Motors is already catching a lot of grief with the announcement that they will shut down five plants and lay off thousands of employees. Now, the latest thing that has folks up in arms is that they're bringing back the Chevy Blazer, only to build it down in Mexico. According to Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, GM is already the most disliked company in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump blasted FBI leaders over a report that the agency launched an investigation into the president to determine if he was a Russian asset after he fired FBI Director James Comey back in 2017. Republican Congressman Peter King tells Fox News he's shocked if this, in fact, did happen.
But I've seen and heard, if this is true, what the FBI did is absolutely disgraceful. They have been investigating the Trump campaign from the summer of 2016. Absolutely nothing, zero had come up involving President Trump. James Comey told that to the president. The reason President Trump fired Comey was Comey refused to say that publicly, that the president was out under investigation.
Congressman King continues.
For the FBI to use that firing, that legitimate firing, as an excuse to launch an investigation of the President of the United States as to whether or not he was a spy, that's almost like a coup within the government. I mean, that is absolutely disgraceful. To have no evidence at all and to be investigating the President of the United States is, to me, what this does, this is not an indictment of President Trump. This is an indictment of the FBI leadership. And it proves, I believe, what President Trump has been saying all along about the bias at the top of the FBI that was against him, whether it was Comey, McCabe, Strobe, Page, all of them, Baker. Fact is, they were against President Trump, and they were abusing police powers of the government to go after the duly elected president. Absolutely disgraceful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We're back in the studio. Just going to post the North County Branch concert series. We're going to have a little concert in here, but we'll be back
Got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob. Home's a long, long way from us. Feel a dirty wind blowing. Devils in dust. I got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful thing. Turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul. Feel the devil's hand. Well, I dreamed of you last night in a field of blood and stone. Well, the blood began to dry. Smell began to rise. Well, I dreamed of you last night, Bob, in a field of mud and bone. Your blood began to dry. Smell began to rise. We've got God on our side, we're just trying to survive. What you do to survive kills the things you love. Fear's a powerful thing. It'll turn your heart black, you can trust. Take a God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hand. Take a God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hand. Take a righteous thing, find the love that God wills, the faith that He commands. I've got my finger on the trigger, and tonight faith just ain't enough. When I look inside my heart, there's just devil's hand. Got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What you do to survive kills the things you love. Fear's a dangerous thing. Turn your heart black, you can trust. Take your God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hand. Take a God-filled soul, fill it with devils and us.
A perfect song to segue into our next section here. So, in February, is a time of year when someone I know committed suicide. So I always try to, I always think about it all the time, but I especially think about it when it nears the anniversary of his death. And over the weekend, in speaking to someone else who had a friend commit suicide last week, I thought it would be a good time, knowing about seasonal disorder and how difficult the holidays can be for some people and the new year without a lot of hope, I wanted to lift up suicide just for a few minutes to talk about how this is something. I know someone once said to me that it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem, and it is, and that's the best way to describe it, really. I feel like it's the only solution, but it's a forever solution. And there are resources and help in New Jersey and throughout the country. If you're contemplating this or you feel that your problems are not solvable, sometimes it always helps to talk to someone else. Sometimes we need to articulate what's in our heart or our minds as part of a solution-driven approach. So on average in New Jersey, this is just New Jersey for 2018, one person dies by suicide every 13 hours in the state of New Jersey. So if you're unsure of what that means, is that high, is it low? Twice as many people die by suicide in New Jersey annually than by homicide. The total deaths to suicide reflect a total of 12,534 years of potential life lost before age 65. Suicide costs New Jersey a total of $813 million of combined lifetime medical and work loss. Not sure why that exactly helps, but it's certainly one of the times when we think, if we have a cost associated with something after the fact, wouldn't it be better to allocate just a portion of that money into preventative activities? That is what always causes us concern. We have a cost anyway. Why not prevent an event or an act like suicide if we can? It's the third leading cause of death in New Jersey for people ages 15 to 24. And hello, with the drug epidemic going on and the number of overdoses that continue to rise in New Jersey, obviously suicide is tied to this, and resources are needed for handling both of those issues. It's the fourth leading cause of death for people in New Jersey between the ages of 25 and 54, which that seems incredible if you think about that. Between 25 and 54 is the fourth leading cause of death. And then when we get into the 55 to 64 category, it goes to the 10th leading cause. And after 65 and older, it's the 19th leading cause. So obviously, even up to and including age 54, it is a significant cause of death here in this state. Nationally, there were 44,695 deaths by suicide. And those are the ones that are officially categorized on the death certificate. So in New Jersey, there were 687, and the rate per 100,000 population is, for every 100,000 people in New Jersey, just over 7 will commit suicide. And the state rank is 50, and I'm not exactly sure what that means, so I have to do a little more research on that. I'm not sure what that means. Alabama's 24, so, and they're 24, and they have higher equal leading cause of deaths for 15, 24, and 25 to 54, but then they have higher numbers for the rest of the population. So I'm not sure exactly what the ranking is. Hopefully I could figure that out, or they could tell me what that is. But I'm going to post that on our Facebook page and just give a little reminder to everyone this time of year. If you know someone who seems a little upset or depressed. Sometimes there's no warning and there's no symptom and there's no outward symptoms that loved ones can see. But if you feel like someone is sad or maybe needs a little help or outreach, kindness goes a long way. So maybe there's someone you can think of when you think about the danger of suicide and how that is such a leading cause of death in New Jersey, and you can outreach to them. We have to do our commercials, but we will be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Every time I think about it, I wanna cry. With the bombs and the devil, and the kids keep coming in. There's no way to breathe easy, no time, no time. But I tell myself that I'm doing all right. There's nothing left to do tonight. No, 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 but go crazy on you.
was a willow last night in my dream. I bent down over a clear running stream, and I sang you the songs that I heard up above, and you kept me alive with your sweet flowing love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Crazy on you, crazy on you. Wanna go crazy, crazy on you.
To have a little heart, I think. We're coming up on the Valentine's Day season, which used to be one of my favorite days, so we want to celebrate that. Just finishing up our hour, I wanted to touch base on some of the things happening in New Jersey that have been impacting our residents with the federal shutdown. So one thing I wanted to mention is that the state of New Jersey is going to be issuing the SNAP benefit, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Many people still refer to it as food stamps. The February benefits are going to go out ahead of schedule. If you had just recently perhaps signed up because your loss of income, you're a federal employee, or you're furloughed, then at least you will get your February benefits now in January, in the hope that in February you'll be back to receiving a paycheck, I think. But this impacts all of New Jersey who receives a SNAP benefit. The important thing to remember if you are able to get this wonderful benefit is that your entire February amount will be issued on January 19th, which means there won't be additional or supplemental benefits coming in February. So there are 380,000 furloughed people amid the possibility of back pay, and 800,000 federal employees are impacted by the shutdown. So obviously that is a really significant number. So those that are in unpaid status, about half have remained at work because of safety or security-related nature of the jobs. So some of the offices are not impacted, but some are. So there are many, many of those 800,000 federal employees that are impacted by the shutdown that live here in New Jersey. And I was really uplifted by a story today that came out from the town of Metuchen. They actually have started a website and a way for people to that have been impacted by the federal government shutdown. They can log on to a website, put in their information. It's all confidential. And the area businesses have donated reduced meals, items, extended hours for food pantry, extended donations of groceries. All of these discounts you could take advantage of if you're a furloughed employee. And I thought that was such a great response by one town in New Jersey to help the workers that, you know, have not received a paycheck, and that is 800,000 people. So no matter what our views are or our politics, we have to recognize that there are people in New Jersey that have lost income, significant income, through no fault of their own, just because of where they work. And as a result of that, I think it's very encouraging that an entire community would come together in order to be able to help their neighbors and people in their community. So that, I thought, was pretty exciting. So I'm going to try something now, because my phone music has not been working here in the studio, and there's a new little gadget here So I'm going to see if this works to finish up our show here. I don't know. Let's see. Gonna see if this works. Be very exciting if it did. And it does not. All right, so it doesn't. So perhaps it is the port of my phone. I think it might have been this, and some other people might have had trouble because their attachment has been added here. I just would like to try this one more time because it would be so much easier if my music was able to work from my phone. I know it's not really your issue, but I can't figure it out unless I'm on air. So let's see. That do anything? Absolutely nothing. All right. So we have to old school it when I want to play music, and we're on the CD format. So we'll see how that changes. So I have to wrap up quickly here. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for staying with me and joining me today at Hot in Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump outside the cold and snowy White House saying Democrats are the key to ending the partial government shutdown.
Democrats have to do something. We need their votes. Otherwise, we can't solve it. Without their votes, they now control the House. Let's see if they can lead.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the House floor says this whole shutdown, it falls right on Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's shoulders.
Earlier this month, Speaker Pelosi declared that the concept of any physical wall on our southern barrier was, quote, an immorality.
A large teacher strike is underway in Los Angeles. Educators are upset after negotiations between teachers and the L.A. Unified School District stalled. The teachers are asking for a 6.5% raise, reduced class sizes, among other things. And folks across the country are digging out after a huge snowstorm affected 20 million Americans from Kansas City all the way to Baltimore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's total.